Our guest this morning is a well-known community volunteer through organizations like Sayre Rotary and the Epiphany Church, and he's here today to talk about the furniture ministry of the Bridge of the Penn-York Valley Churches. His name is Charlie Hammond. He hails from Sayre, Pennsylvania, just about a block from my house. We've known each other a long time, Charlie.
Right, Chuck.
Used to be Rotarians together before they kicked me out, and you're still at it, and we thank you for that. We want to talk about the furniture ministry, of course, of the Bridge this time of year. We've heard so much about what the Salvation Army does and is doing. We hear about the Red Cross when there's a fire, but there's another very active ministry in our community through the Bridge of Penn-York Valley Churches. And we've all seen you in that little white truck of yours, hauling chairs and beds and couches around. Can you explain for our audience what the furniture ministry of the Bridge is and what it's all about?
Well, Chuck, the Bridge Furniture Ministry, Helping Hands Ministry, has been taking in used furniture, whether it's from furniture stores, individuals who buy a new couch and the old one's pretty good shape, so they donate it to the Bridge. So we recycle the good used furniture to people in need, and have been doing that for over 25 years, I guess. I've been involved for close to 20 years. I've been retired from Newberry's for just a little over 20 years, and shortly after that, I started helping with the Bridge.
Now, I'm going back to that, but you brought up Newberry's. Tough for you to drive down Desmond Street and see most of that store vacant and see the kind of changes it's gone through. Is that hard for you?
Yeah, it is. When I came to town here in fall of 75, it was a busy time. And oh, when I think of all the crowds and busy people and all the stores, and it was a hustling, bustling town then, and it is pretty quiet now.
You remember those Friday night drawings we used to have on Desmond Street? There would be people standing from one side of the street to the other to win $100. And we used to broadcast that on the station. Those were the days, the old Sayre Business Association. And by the way, those fountain sodas at Newberry's were pretty fantastic. The desserts there were great. But we're here to talk about Helping Hands. Well, what drew you to that particular charity or ministry, and what keeps you there?
Well, I guess it was, as I say, when I think back, it was within the first year after I retired that Jack and Renee Langan called me and said, "Charlie, how about coming to a Bridge meeting, the monthly Bridge meeting?" And I said, "Oh, okay." I think I'd previously helped Jack a couple of times when he used to do an auction as a fundraiser and pick up items. And so I knew a little bit about the Bridge. But I went with Jack and Renee to one of the monthly meetings, which are the second Thursday night every month. And, one thing led to another, and I had my old pickup, and I started helping Frank Chaco with the Bridge furniture. And when people would, over the years, have said, "Charlie, you still doing the Bridge furniture?" I'd say, "Well, yeah. I started helping Frank Chaco, and he did this till he was 84 years old. And back then, I would say, I've still got a ways to go. Well, guess what? I've hit 85, and I'm still doing it."
Broke the record.
Still at it. Is this an especially busy time for the Helping Hands? Certainly it is for the Salvation Army and a number of other charities. But do things wind down a bit at Christmas?
Yeah, it's not quite as busy. You always have a few people that are, looking for things. But it is, not quite as busy now.
You're looking for donations. How's your inventory?
Always pretty good. Since we've moved in, of course, we're now in Andy Clinton's building, a new home. We had been in the big old Tioga Mills after the flood, and we were in a little place down in Milan, and well, you certainly know the Valley Rally, and 2 days before that, they said, "Charlie, you need a bigger place for your furniture ministry."
And you did.
They took us out and showed us that. I went in and looked at this thing. It's the size of a football field. I looked down at the back, and I thought, "Well, we'll never get down there." Well, sure enough, we did.
We filled
that up. And in the 15 months that we were there, we helped. And, of course, then we were helping the flood victims as well as the regular Bridge voucher clients, and over 700 families in those 15 months got furniture, and it would be like, several pickups or trailer loads, and a lot of furniture moved through there in that time.
Absolutely an amazing story. We have more with Charlie Hammond when we come back to this island visit. Our guest this morning is the Energizer Bunny himself, and he told us he hit 85 and he's still going. Charlie Hammond talking this morning about the Helping Hands Furniture Ministry through the bridge of Penn-York Valley Churches. Charlie, I'm pretty sure you're aware that Todd and I select what we call the Individual of the Year along about this point every year to honor them for giving back to our community. And we're pleased to tell you and our audience this morning that it's you this time around, the 37th recipient of the Joe Wolf Memorial Individual of the Year Award, because when it comes to giving back, my friend, you set the bar for the rest of us, and we congratulate you. We have a plaque for you. This is where Todd gets involved in the show. And it simply says, the WATS WAVR Individual of the Year for 2014 is Charlie Hammond, in recognition of your dedicated and outstanding service to our community. And it is with great pleasure that I present that plaque to you, sir.
Well, thank you, Chuck. I thought I was here to talk about the bridge first.
Yeah, that was the idea.
We got you.
We're tricky, Todd and I are tricky. You certainly knew Joe Wolf very well, and you worked with him in our community for a long, long time. Does that make this award more special to you?
It certainly does. When we came to the Valley in 75, where Joe Wolf was one of the first people, virtually the first person I met in the downtown, and welcomed me. And I still remember when Joe, after one of the Sayer business dinners, the first one after I was here, and Joe said, Charlie, how about coming to the house and meeting some other friends after we did? And in the course of talking and chatting and so forth, something was mentioned about wedding anniversaries. And it said, oh, yeah, ours is coming up. Which one? The 25th. Oh, when is it? July 14th. Oh, Joe and Rita and Dolores and I were married on the same day. Of course, they were married here and we were married back in Altoona, but we were married on the very same day. So Joe and Rita were very dear friends.
That's what a great story that is. Now, as you probably know, there's a plaque in our lobby, and it will have a plate affixed to it before you leave today that has your name on it, along with the 36 other winners of this award. And I think most people would agree that this is long overdue for you. Charlie Hammond, congratulations to a most deserving Individual of the Year. And your community, by the way, shamelessly asks that you keep going and that you keep doing the things that you do. Merry Christmas, my friend.
Thanks, Chuck and Todd. Merry Christmas to you all.